Book 5, The Emperor's War. Eat at morn. None knows what evening brings. Luck is ill to lose. Opening moves. Better brave heart than bright blade. What do we know? Lord Stephen first. Stephen nodded to the king, looked around the small council room. In addition to the king and two of his captains, it held Brand of River Province and the Lord of Westfall, come with the king. At the far end of the table, Leonora, Harald standing beside her. They've been rebuilding the bridge, with most of a legion this side of the river to protect it. Troops are assembling on their side. There are probably more farther back, out of sight. I won't risk man scouting there. Too many troops, especially Bashkai. But we can see loaded boats on the river. Word of mouth has a lot of stuff on the roads. He stopped, looked at the lady commander. I won't risk scouts across the river either, but we have friends. Rumor says a big army assembling, the emperor out to do Gavin's job right. Harald spoke. Word 3 weeks ago, emperor moved against the princes. Second prince, locked up in the summer palace. Don't know about his brother. The king looked puzzled. You think it's connected? Emperor's old, son's ambitious. Second prince is clever, has Artos, support in the west, some in the legions. First prince not quite as clever, richer, kin through his mother to half the highborn in the eastern capital. Old man's been playing them off against each other, past 5 years, more. They got tired of it. This spring, a gamble. One invasion wins. One loses. Loser backs the winner against the emperor. Emperor's been trying for 20 years, hasn't beat us yet. One of the princes does it. Legions may decide they've been backing the wrong man. Emperor's old, not stupid. Don't know what he planned if they pulled it off. Maybe offer whichever was weaker the succession in exchange for support. I think he expected what happened. They attacked early spring, food tight. Each prince used his own people. We beat them. First harvest is in now. Emperor can move in force. Pulls it off, does what they couldn't, wins twice. Beats us, beats them. Peaceful old age. Much to be said for it. So you think this is an invasion in force? Harald nodded. Why I'm here. Crossed east with 2 cockades, what I could raise fast. Rolf, Egil, Donal, a few other friends, later with more. Empire will move south with everything they can raise and feed. 8 legions at least, probably more. Can't match us in cavalry, but close as they can manage. You, the king's glance encompassed both Harald and the lady beside him, have been fighting him for 20 years. What will he do? What should we do? Harald looked at Leonora, back to the king. Emperor makes mistakes, but not the same mistake twice. Army bigger than ours, slower. Wants to show up the princes, can't use Artos, even if he could find him, which with luck he can't. Emperor will command, knows his own limits. Simple strategy, overwhelming force, as little maneuver as he can manage. Could imitate Gavin, go for the northern holds, takes them, can't feed that army forever, goes home. Eventually, we take them back. Doesn't just want to do better than the princes, wants to finally beat us. He needs a target we can't move, have to defend. The room was silent. Finally, the king spoke. Eston. Eston and the royal castle. Army with supply train, 1.5 weeks from the border. Straight down the road, siege both of them. Takes them. Holds the mouth of Eston Valley with 2 legions, 1 more for the city. Rest of the army goes home. Picks up the northern holds on the way. Had his army, his generals, fighting me and Nora, what I'd do. Can you stop him? Maybe. Best guess a couple of weeks before they move. You and I head south, get city castle ready to hold, maybe set up a few surprises. Stephen, Nora, most of my boys stay here. Keep an eye on things. Leonora broke in. Carla crossed west a month ago. No word since. Things start moving. She should take the field force. Leave me free to hold against one of the sieges. Off with a few friends to deal with something. All went well back before trouble starts. Outside Stephen's council chamber, a ring of boys and young men, some armored in hardened leather. In the empty space in the middle, two more fighting with wooden swords. The smaller blocked a series of hard blows, stepped back, tricked. A moment later, he was on his back, the others point to his throat. I yield. He looked up at Mickle, one of the oldest of the boys, more or less in charge. What should I have done? Not tripped. That brought a laugh from some of the others, from behind them a voice. One answer. Others. May I? Broad, medium height, graying hair. He reached out a hand. The boy handed him the sword. The lady following him took a matching weapon from one of the bystanders. By your leave. Nobody objecting. The two stepped into the middle of the circle. The attack came at half speed, three blows. The lady retreated, tripped over an invisible obstacle, fell to her back, sword up. As the point came at her throat, her left hand slapped the flat of the blade aside. Her sword swung one-handed. The two froze, the man's sword pointing at the ground, the lady's edge against his right side. Mickle called out over the sudden silence. Easy enough, moving slow like that. The man glanced at the lady. This time the blows came as fast as when the boys were fighting, the result the same. Any faster, need armor. Harold handed the sword back to Hen, turned to go. Show us more. He turned back, looked at the faces, most eager, reached out for the sword. Mickle felt a hand on his shoulder. No folk would pay good silver to watch those two at practice. He turned, recognized Stephen, behind him the king, both watching the two figures in the ring. My lord, he stopped, hesitated. Yes, he turned back to watch. Later, Harold met Leonora emerging from the bathhouse, hair dripping. Fun, should do it more often. She nodded and joined them. That was wonderful. Father says you're riding south to the city. Can I come? I could help with the horses. Up to Joseph. Doesn't need you. Glad of the company. Friend I'd like you to meet. The next morning, they were on the road. Harold, James, Han, and a decade of cats. By the end of the second day, Han had lost his awe of the king, discovered a subject of common interest. The next morning, they fell to the back of the line of horsemen to discuss it out of his earshot. Han was halfway through the fight by Willow Creek, when the king's horse shied to one side. Hen shouted, "We're ambush!" Wheeled his horse, charged at the men coming out of the forest edge. The king's horse bolted down the road. By the time he had it back under control, everything was over. Most of the cats mounted were clustered around Hen. A moment later, two more came out of the woods. Ran. Too late to catch them now. Newt helped James with the horse, arrow in the left rump. Hen, is the king all right? King's fine. His horse has an arrow in it. What about you? Hen looked down. Oh. One arrow was standing out of his side, a second in his left shoulder. Let me get you down. Gently, lady mine. The gray mare stepped daintily sideways, next to Hen's gelding. Harold lifted the boy out of the saddle, handed him down to one of the two on foot, then dismounted. Was I right? You said about archers. I knew, but... But they didn't. You were right. Why they ran. As he spoke, Harold was reaching into his saddlebag. A moment later, he was kneeling by the boy. Half an hour later, the arrows were out. Hands still, eyes closed, breathing. Harold looked up. Newt gestured at the two horses, the litter between them. Safe to move? Think so. Ribs stopped it. Inn's not that far. Harold listened a moment to the noise of voices in the street outside, poured a last dipper of warm water over himself, climbed out of the wooden tub, dumped in his discarded clothing, stretched. A few minutes of stirring got rid of most of the river mud. He wrung out tunic and drawers, hung them over the back of the bench, pulled on dry clothes, went out into the inn courtyard, damp garments over one arm. Waiting for him were two familiar faces. He looked at one, spoke to the other. "What are you doing here? Should have him back to Forest Keep by now." Newt shrugged. "Not my kid. Said he wanted to come south." Harold turned to Hen and waited. "James, His Majesty, said to visit. Never seen the city, almost there. Besides, you had a friend you wanted me to meet. Keep's boring. Dying is worse, let me see." He led the boy back into the privacy of the bathhouse, helped him pull off his tunic, looked over the wounds in side and shoulder. "Not bad. Should still take it easy. I walked the horse all the way," Newt said. "All the way home, too. Dinner, good night's rest here. I'm too old to go scrambling over rocks. Tomorrow, visit your friend James, couple of ladies. Head back, stop by some friends of mine, take care of an errand back north." Walking. A day and a half later, rested and fed, they rode out of the king's castle headed west, Hen quieter than usual. After a while, he spoke. "It felt like home. Save a man's life, women folk are apt to appreciate you. Didn't. He had sense enough to wear mail. Not like some I could mention. Arrow can still go through it. Ellen was nice." He looked down a moment. "Like mother when I was little. Good lady. No children of her own." "The little girl was sweet." Newt snorted. "Visits the most beautiful lady in the kingdom. All he notices is the baby." "Is she?" Hen looked frankly curious. Harold answered. "Beautiful. Brave. More sense than most. Better than James deserves. Anyone else I can think of. Pretty baby, too. Takes after her mother." They rode on in comfortable silence. By late afternoon, they had left the river valley, following a path they climbed to north. On their right, a small river, sometimes near, sometimes out of sight. At last, Harold stopped, motioned Newt back, rode forward with Hen beside him. On their right, the forest fell back, plowed land, meadow. A small house, a barn, a young man pulling weeds. He looked up. Harold called out, "How's the fishing?" Before he finished, the gray mare was in motion. So was John. He absentmindedly fed her a handful of weeds, looked up at her rider. Harold slid off the horse. John hugged him, head against the taller man's shoulder. "Too long. Brought a friend, about your age." John looked up, Hen down. The next morning, Harold, Hen, and Newt went with John and his mother to help a neighbor some miles farther up the little valley put a new roof on his barn. A dozen families were there already. When the work was done, the householder thanked the visitors for their help. One of the other men asked about news. "War. Imperial army coming south. I heard the king drove them back this spring. Bigger army this time. King thinks it's headed for Eston. Don't expect they'll forage this high, but might want to get women herds uphill a bit, hide things." There was a long silence. One of the men broke it. "How sure are you?" "Emperor hasn't told me his plans. King thinks they're coming this way. So do I." "The king told you?" "Knew I was coming up here. Thought I should warn you, maybe see what could be done." The man looked skeptical. One of the others moved to the front, looked carefully at Harold. "Thought I'd seen you before. Last time was Fox Valley. Good advice then. At least we won the battle." Harold looked at him carefully. "With Big Henry? Royal spears?" The man nodded. "We are archers." The shot was from Newt. The arrow still quivering in the ground a few yards from where Harold stood. The next few seconds were chaos as farmers scattered. Newt ran for his horse. Harold whistled for his. Both men had bows out and arrows knocked. By the time the two boys came around the side of the barn into sight, Hen with a bow in his good hand, John, a quiver of arrows. "Anyone see an arrow?" Harold pointed, spoke to John. "Shooting at your friends is bad manners." "It wasn't him. I did it. Sorry." Harald looked in puzzlement at Hen, his wounded arm still strapped to his side, the bow in the other. How? Oh. John told me how you shot two wolves with a broken arm. Never thought it would go all the way over the barn. Back at Stephen's hole, the first person Harald looked for was Josef. He found him camped with the province levy. Where's Hen? Got himself hurt, protecting the king from an ambush on the way south. Did the right thing, did it fast, wasn't wearing mail. Not bad, started to heal, riding was opening it again. Left him with friends in the hills above Esten Valley. Don't expect Imperials will get that far. Can move farther up if they do. Anne would have been happy to take him, figured this was safer. Friend his age to keep him out of trouble. Good kid. Never managed with us or Bjorn. Think you can do better with other people's kids? Harald turned to the familiar voice, hugged his daughter, held her out at arm's length. Iskander didn't decide to keep you for his harem after all. Thought I had it all arranged. Iskander behaved very well. Ever gives you any trouble, threatened to spread the story of how he escaped from the summer palace dressed as a woman. Artos, on the other hand, more your type anyway. Everyone safe? Including your grandson. I figured that was where he was off to. Make himself useful. Carla hesitated a moment. Looked around again. Probably saved Kieran's life in the capital. Helpful getting Iskander out. Don't tell him I said so. More later, too. You'll hear when we go uphill. When they got to council, the king was already back. More turned out to be a detailed account in writing of the Imperial Army. Stalked one of the officers, held his feet to the fire till he told. Carla shook her head. Into their camp to beg, do tumbling tricks. Left me a note, said he'd rejoin us this side the ford. Did. Got a handful of coppers and two silvers. 12 legions, emperor commanding. 50 cockades, heavy cavalry, 40 mixed, no Estkin. Another 30 of archers, Bashkai, odds and ends. That's it. Harald looked up from the paper. Carla nodded. 5 days later, a scout brought more news. The Imperial Army had crossed the river. You counted 10 banners? Kara nodded. The king looked puzzled. I thought there were 12 legions. Harald answered. Were. Question is, who's missing? He turned to Kara. See the first? Sunburst gold on red? She shook her head. Thought so. Bet the others, 14th or 15th, banners, she interrupted. 14th isn't there. Rest fit Bjorn's list. Harald nodded. Got the news. Wants to be sure, gets back to the western capital, someone to open the door. What news? This time it was Stephen. Few weeks back, second prince got out of where the old man put him. Must have made it home. First is emperor's old legion, headed for the capital. 14th is out of the east, no ties to the princes. Put it in the pass. Make sure Artos and Iskander don't come visiting. He nodded at Carla. Next 10 won't be so easy.